Joining us live on 680 CJOB is Jenna Burgoyne. She is a CDI student who won a national contest with the college. We'll tell you about that in a moment. But first, we say good afternoon, Jenna. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us what you can or what you're willing to share about your story, because it's really integral how you ended up winning the contest and giving back.
So in my early 20s, I traveled a lot. I didn't really have a home. I was bouncing from couch to couch. I even slept on the street, and I hitchhiked to Winnipeg. And I ended up going to the hospital, getting on antidepressants, and finding the support that I needed. I got a social worker, and I ended up in the Salvation Army Center of Hope shelter. And that's where things got better for me. I started being treated like a human being. People would talk to me. I would make friends. I got to eat in the cafeteria and, among other people, just eating and talking. And it was a really great place to recuperate. And after that, things got better. I went to a group home at first. And then my social worker found me an apartment. And then after a couple years, just recently, I entered college at CDI College. And I'm a graphic designer. And I entered this contest not knowing if I was going to win. But I knew that when I won, if I won, I wanted to do something for Winnipeg. And I decided on the Salvation Army Center of Hope shelter to donate over $500 to them.
So I have goosebumps listening to you, because I can hear the hope, the optimism, and the change that occurred in your life as a result of coming to Winnipeg. From where did you come?
So I was born in Montreal, Quebec, but my parents divorced when I was like 11 years old.
Yeah.
And they moved around a lot. And so, I ended up in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and that's where I hitchhiked to Winnipeg.
Wow. That's a long way to come as a mm-hmm. as a young person. Find the support. Eventually make your way to college. Win a contest that said, by the way, if you won it, you would get $125. I believe it was a gift card. Or you could donate $500 to a charity of your choice, which you opted to do. But then when CDI heard that, they said, no, we're not going to donate $500. We're going to donate $1,000 to the Salvation Army on your behalf. That must feel amazing.
It does. It feels really great. It feels like I did something nice for Winnipeg, because Winnipeg has done so much for me. And I know, no place is perfect, but for me, Winnipeg is an oasis. It really is the city that changed my life for the better.
And Jenna, I was in college not too long ago. $150 gift card around the holidays would have meant something. But after what you have gone through and to see that you had that choice, and I bet you it wasn't even much of a choice. You probably knew from the outset that you were choosing the larger donation. And no doubt that CDI got wind of it and wanted to make it even bigger than that.
Yeah, my heart was set on giving back to the city. Yeah.
Where do you plan to go with your graphic design career?
I plan on working in Winnipeg for 2 years in a nonprofit organization. Maybe Arts Junction, Arts City, or Siloam Mission, or even be a graphic designer for the Salvation Army. Just something that makes me feel good waking up every day. Something
wow.
that is creative, but helps society.
Well, lots of people listen to this radio program, and if you're looking for a graphic designer, particularly in the nonprofit sector, sounds like Jenna is your gal. The very best to you in your future. We've talked a lot about the issue of homelessness in Winnipeg. It is absolutely our pleasure, our thrill to speak with someone who is a success story and could provide that beacon of hope to others. Thank you for sharing your story, Jenna. The very best to you in the future.
Thank you so much. And if I can do it, others can do it for sure.
an inspiring message, heartwarming
so
story. That's exactly what we need at this time of year. More people like Jenna Burgoyne, a CDI college student, but hopefully soon a graphic designer.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.